Okay, the boys, today's daf is daf nun vav. We're going to continue talking today about dreams and about the interpretation of dreams. As you recall, we said at the bottom of nun hey amid beis, kol ha-chaloymois hoilchin achar ha-peh. Number one, the chaloymois are interpreted and their effect will be based on their interpretation. And we also said that normally a person will only have a dream about those things that he thought about during the day. So for instance, the Gemara said at the end of Nun Hey Amud Beis, most people do not dream about golden palm trees, and they don't dream about elephants going through the head of a needle. Why? Because that's not things that you normally think about during the day, so therefore you're not going to dream about them at night. So based on that, the Gemara tells us, Omale Kesel Rabshu Ben Chananya. Rabshu Ben Chananya is brought very often throughout Shas as being not only the Chochem of the Yehudim, but also he was recognized even by the secular authorities, even by the kings and by the Kaisers, as being such a great giant, so that they would frequently engage in dialogues with him, to the extent that the Gemara says that sometimes they even had debates against the Galochim in front of the Kaiser. Anyway, so the Kaiser asked Rabbi Shuva Chananya, Amritu, people say the Chachmisu Tuva, that you are a real great sage, such a wise person. Emily, I want you to tell me, my Chazina Bechalmoy, what am I going to see tonight in my dream? Rabbi Shuva Chananya said, no problem. Omle, tonight, Chazisa, you're going to see, the Meshachir Lechop Harsoi, the Kaiser was fighting wars and battles against the Persians, and he says, you're going to see tonight in your dream that the Persians have conscripted you for civil service on their behalf. In other words, a tremendous bizoyan for the Kaiser, that he's working now for the Persians. The Garbi Bach, and they're going to grab you. They're going to force you to work as a roya as a
shepherd.
Thank you. Of shiktsi means of bad animals. The art scroll brings, in fact, from the Duke Sofrim, that there's another girsa chazeri, that you're going to have to be the roya, the shepherd for chazerim, b'chutre dehava, with a golden staff. Instead of using the normal staff that a shepherd would use, you're going to go and use a golden staff. Now, obviously, this type of message was not that favorable in the eyes and the ears of the Kaiser, and he thought about the entire day. Here, her kuliyem, a whole day, he was thinking and struggling. Is this really what's going to happen? Oy. Guess what? That night, he had a dream all about the same thing. So, Rabbi Shmuel Chananya was able to predict correctly the dream for that night.
No, he placed a thought in the Kaiser's head. The Kaiser repeated and played it over his head like a broken record, and prophecy was fulfilled.
Absolutely. I'm sure that was his mindset. Otherwise, you can be the smartest person in the world, but you can't go. How can you predict somebody else's dreams? But if you go and put into his head such an extraordinary type of dream, then he thought about it the whole day. If you go and tell someone all about that you're going to go and dream tonight about a golden palm tree, and you're going to dream about elephants going through the heads of needles, and you really think that that's what's going to happen, you're going to think about it at during the day. Ultimately, at night, you're going to have dreams about that as well. So Gemara brings a similar story. Omale Shuva Malka, the Shmuel. Shuva Malka was also a king, and he spoke to Shmuel. I'm into me too. Two of them, people say, you're very smart. Emily, my chazin, mechamoy, what am I going to see tonight in my dream? Omale Chozis, you're going to see the Osurim Moy, the Romans are going to come, the Shovulach, and they're going to take you as a captive in captivity. The Tachni Bechon, they're going to force you to grind Kashiyasa, the pits of dates, Berechai Dehava, in a golden mill. Not just a regular mill, it's going to be a golden mill. After all, you're a melech. So here at Kuli Yoma, the whole day he thought about it, all the Aritachos, and at night he, in fact, had a dream all about that. We're up to Bar Hedya. Okay. Now this Bar Hedya is going to take us through the end of the Amud Aleph into the Amud Beis. We're going to see that Bar Hedya was both brilliant and a very sinister person at the same time. He was able to interpret dreams, but he would interpret them based on how much you paid him. If you paid him a nice amount, then he interpreted them in a positive way. And if you didn't pay him, then he would interpret it in a negative way. And since we said in yesterday's daf So it's going to have some positive as well as some negative ramifications. See, Gemara tells us, that was his occupation, that was his job. He would interpret dreams. And as we'll see, he had a koyach because, in fact, he was able to interpret them correctly. Man, the yo of the agro, whoever gave him money, mafshalei mal yusa, he interpreted them in a favorable way. Man, the yo of the agro, but if he didn't give him any money, mafshalei la griyusa, he would go and interpret them in an unfavorable way. See, Mar says, Abai Verova Abchalma, Abai Verova had the same dream, coincidentally, about a half a dozen times, as we'll see in the Gemara, and each one of them brought the dream to Bar Hedya for him to go and decipher. Abai of the Azusa, Abai gave him money, Rava Loy of the Azusa. However, Rava did not give him money.
That's a big difference.
Oh boy, you'll see what a big difference. It's Amrile. So they both told him, Akrin Bechalman, we read in our dream the following pasuk. And the Gemara is going to quote now about a half a dozen psukim, all of which come from the Toichacha in Parshas Kisavai. The first pasuk is, Shorcha Tzibuach Le'enecha. Then look here in the Torah Ora Sholem, V'leisoichal Mimenu. Etc. Meaning the enemies are going to come, they're going to take your shvarim, your oxen, to vuch leinecha, it's going to be shocked in front of your eyes, but they're not going to give you a piece, they're going to go and eat it up themselves. So you're going to steal everything from you, and you're going to go and see your own possessions being violated, being killed, being destroyed, and you're not going to have any benefit from that. So Gemara says, both Abai and Rava repeated this dream to Bar Hedya. Rava Amalei Pasad Iskecha. That shows that your asik, your business, is going to fail. Even when you eat, you're not going to have any hanoah from your food. Because you're going to have terrible sadness and anxiety. So whatever you're going to eat, it's not going to satiate you. It's just going to cause you just further heartburn or whatever. Just the opposite. Your business is going to really go up tremendously, really be matzliach. You won't even need the benefit of the food. You're going to be so happy. Your innards are going to be dancing at all times because you'll be so successful in your business. So therefore, you don't even need to eat. So the pasuk says, that you're not going to eat. Turovi told him, you're not going to have anything to eat, and whatever you eat, you're not going to enjoy anyway. To Abai, he said, you won't even need to eat, you're going to be so full, based on the joy and the simcha. Then they told him, Amrilei Akrinan, we have another pasuk. Banu Mubanei's toilet. And how does the pasuk continue on? V'lo yiulach, ki yelchu b'shevi. You're going to have lots of kids, but unfortunately they're all going to be taken into captivity. So Rava Amalei kibishusei. Turovi interpreted it literally. Kibishusa means according to its negative busha, and that is, you'll have lots of kids, but they'll be taken away in captivity. Labai Amalei, Benechum Nasecha Nefesh, you're going to have lots of children. Umintzvan Benasecha Li Alma, you're going to have to go and take Shiduchim from all over. Some of your kids are going to have to move to Denver and to Chicago and to Florida and to other places. Umadamian Ve'apach, and they're going to appear to you in your face. Kidiko Azla Beshevi, as if they've been all taken away by their spouses. Avekish Lept Nebuch, none of them live locally, they live in all different areas. Akarian, and then they had another pasuk. It said in the pasuk, "Venechom neisecha nesunum liam acher, liam acher," and the pasuk continues on. "Venecha royes v'chol soleim kolayon." So your children are all going to be taken and given to the am acher, to other nations. Labaya amalei venechom neisecha nefishin. You're going to have lots of children. The at amris lekrevach, the amra lekrevach. You're going to want to marry off your kids to your family, in other words, your side of the family. The he and she's going to go and insist that your children get married to her side of the family. The Echbalach, and she's going to go and force you. The Havas Lohain Lekreva, that you're going to have to agree to go and marry off your kids to her family members. The Havah Ki'am Acher. That's a pshat in the Pasik. Vanu is toilet. And Ben Echman Isech and Asunim Li Am Acher, what means Am Acher? Unfortunately, you're not going to be able to marry them off to your cousins and your uncles and your family members. You're going to have to go and marry off to her family members, Tosnikan to Am Acher. But the Rav Amalei, unfortunately, the Misu Shchiva, your wife is going never going to pass away, the Mrs. Rava, the Asu Benel Uvena Isel, and your children, your girls and the boys, Li Dei Itza Achriti. You're going to remarry, and they're going to have And am acher, meaning that they're going to have a stepmother, which will not be so pleasant. The Omer Rav, and Rav himself said, Omer Rav, might have said, it says in the passage, Menachem, Nisach, and Asunum, am acher. What does that mean? Zu eishes av. Having the children never not have their own mother, but they're going to have to live with a stepmother, that's going to be Nisunim li am acher. And I'm sure Barry's going to remind us who was Rav's wife.
The daughter of the Bas Rav Chisda.
This is the reason why I'm mentioning that is because in Yetchim we're going to have that about 20 lines later. If you want to take a quick look, it's 6-7 lines to the bottom of the Omid, where the Gemara is going to say, Bar mi brate di Rav Chisda. His wife was Rav Chisda's daughter, and then she passed away. Anyway, getting back to the Gemara, Vaita, Akrin Mechalman, they saw Vaita in the Cholon, Lech Echol B'Simcha Lachmecha. Go and eat the simcha your lechem. Chazir gutazach. Is Rabbi Amalei mirvach b'askecha? Baruch Hashem, your business is really going to take off. It'll be matzliach. V'chalta v'shosis v'karisa psuka mecheved libach. You're going to eat and drink and be merry, and you're going to go and read this pasuk. Lech echol simcha lachmecha. Pasha pshat. You're going to have such tremendous simcha that everything is going well for you. Unfortunately, your business is going to all go all the way down. Every time you're going to shecht, you're not going to be able to eat the shosses, and you're not going to be able to drink. You're not going to have the food. You're not going to have anything. The karisa, and you're going to read this pasuk. To somewhat ameliorate your bad situation. You're never in despair, and everything is going wrong. So at least you're going to read this pasuk and try to generate a smile based on that pasuk. I create another pasuk. Now, if you look at the end of the pasuk, it's again a pasuk in the Teichecha. You're going to have lots and lots of crops and lots of grain. Everything is going to grow beautifully, but unfortunately, the locusts are going to eat it all up. When he made the pisser and hachaloyim, he interpreted the dream. He focused on the first part of the pasuk. That Baruch Hashem zerav toitzi asad. The Rav Amalei Maseifu, but Rav interpreted based on the second part of the dream that kiyachslenu arbe. Unfortunately, everything is going to be destroyed by the locusts. Akrinan says right to the pasuk zaysimu lechob bechol gvulecha. That also sounds very, very good. But the pasuk continues on b'shemen loisasuch ki yishaz zaysecha. You're going to have many, many olive trees, and the olive trees are going to grow large, beautiful olives. But unfortunately, b'shemen loisasuch, you're not going to have the benefit of the olive oil. You won't be able to smear it. You know why? Ki yishaz zaysecha, because the winds are going to come, the storm winds are going to come and cause all the zaysim to fall to the ground and get ruined. So the first part of the pasuk is beautiful. Akrinan zeh rav, no, vaita. Is that the pasuk? No. Akrinan zeh simi lechob chol gulach, labai omali mereshe. Oh, you're going to have many, many olive trees and many olives in your olive grove. Rav omali miseife, and unfortunately they're all going to be spoiled. Ki yishal zeh. Akrinan zeh vaita the pasuk v'rod kolami oretz. Kishim Hashem nikra lechob v'yoru mi mecha. You're going to go and become appointed shortly as the new Reish Masifta, as the new Rosh Hashiva. Habis. What's going to happen is that as a result of you becoming the new Rosh Hashiva, people are going to have great awe and reverence for you. That's Baruch Kalami Aretz. Kishem Hashem Nikra Lech V'Yoru Mimecha. They're going to say, oh, the good Lador, the Rosh Hashiva. Rav Amalei B'Dayna D'Malka Itpa. Dayna D'Malka, explains Rashi, is the Oitzreis HaMelech. Those are the special treasuries of the king, where the king's crown jewels are. Ganovim are going to come, and they're going to break it open, and they're going to steal those crown jewels. Umitnes Beganvi, they're going to accuse you, Rava. Can you imagine, Rava? You're going to be accused of being among the Ganovim that stole and broke into the king's treasuries. And everybody's going to learn a kalvachomer from you, and they're going to say, if they can be choshed a person like Rava, Rava sits in Mismedish all day learning Torah, they can be choshed him to be the Ganov. Who knows what's going to happen with me? Next time they're going to suspect that I was the one that caused this Ganeva. And that's a pshat, Baruch Kol Mi'aretz. Everybody in the land is going to see that Rava is accused of stealing the crown jewels. The Yoru Mimecha, they're going to have Moira, that next time they're going to go and be chapped by the police on all these types of nonsense. I steal the crown jewels, it's crazy. The Mocher, guess what happened the next day? Itpa B'dayna D'Malka. The next day, in fact, there was a break-in in the treasury of the king. They stole the crown jewels. They asked the Tafsa of Rava, and they took Rava, and they put him in jail on suspicion that he was the Ganef. Okay, so until now we read out a whole bunch of psukim, and each time the Vahedya interpreted the psukim negatively and positively, depending on Abaye v'Rava. The Ritva says that he can't say that Abaye v'Rava were there at the time of the interpretation, because after once or twice, Rava would have learned his lesson, so what you have to do is you pay money to get a positive outcome. So it's talking about that each time they went in for a private consultation, after they told him about the dream, so Abaye, he told him favorably, and Rava told unfavorably, and apparently they didn't exchange notes about what they were told. Anyway,
it seems like this fellow who's interpreting the dream, yes, has more power than the dreams itself.
Well, that's what the Gemara is saying. Kol cholim is holchan achar hapeh. Depends on how you interpret it. But obviously,
the question is, how come Rabbi Tfilas didn't help to stop the misfortunes?
Health.
These Gemaras are what we call inly esik benestaris. These are higher than my pay grade. All I get paid to do is just go through the words and interpret them and translate. I don't even have to interpret like Barhedge. I just have to translate the words. Yes, if you paid me more, I would interpret it even better.
Nothing changes.
Zokhi Moravaita. Amrilay. Chazon. Okay, so now we're going to have a number of very interesting chalaimis. Amrilay, they told him. Chazon, we saw, like from the Russian, chazoin, oivadjets, chazoin, yishayim. We saw chasa. Chasa is moror. Chasa is romaine lettuce. Al pumdani, on the top of the barrel. Rabbi Omale, eif iskecho kichasa. What's going to happen is that your business is going to be so successful, it's going to be successful just like romaine lettuce. What does that mean? Explains Rashi. Romaine lettuce, as you know, has lots of ridges in it, and also it's kofel. It's bent over. You have to open it up, right, when you want to put the other more into it, or you want to put the matzah on top for the anyway, so therefore your business is going to be kofel and mechupel, is going to have a bracha kfula, it's really going to expand tremendously. It's going to be bitter just like romaine lettuce. It's going to be bitter like murar. Amrilei, chazam we saw bisra, flesh, meat of pumdani. Abaye amrilei basam chamracha, that means that your wine is going to be so sweet. You're going to have people standing in line to go and buy from you delicious wine and delicious meat. What's going to happen is that the wine is going to get so sweet that it's going to get sour. They're going to go and buy meat to go and dip into the vinegar. That's how bad and how sour your wine is going to get. We saw that there was a barrel that was hanging on a tree. It was hanging up on top of a tree. That means that your business is going to zoom up in upwards fashion, just like dikla, just like a tree, like the tall palm trees. What's going to happen is that your wine is going to become as sweet as tamarim, and therefore, explains Rashi, it's going to go down in price, and as a result, you're going to lose a lot of money, and the people that are going to be happy will be the customers. They're going to be elated like a dikla. Oh, I was able to go and get a very good metziah. But you, as the seller, you're going to lose a lot of money. Amrilei, so they told them, Chazon, roim that we saw, remoinim are pomegranates, the katchi that are growing out a pumdani from the head, from the top of a barrel. Your esek is going to really explode, just like the remoinim, that they have so many little pits in them. People say they're 613, but nobody's ever been able to count them. But anyway, bottom line is, it's really going to explode. You can have it, and the business is really going to grow. Rava Omalei Kavi Iskecha Kerumna, that your whole asik is going to become tart, just like the remaining, just like the pomegranates. In other words, the pomegranates do not have a sweet taste; they have such a tart taste. Your whole business is going to become tart instead of sweet. Amalei Chazan Chavita Denafal Abir. We saw that the chavis fell all the way down into a deep bar. Rabai Amalei Mitbi Iskech. What means is that people are going to stand in line asking for your goods, and there's going to be a tremendous demand for your goods. Kidoma, like we have the expression, Nofal Pita Mevira Veleishtakach. My bread fell down into the bar, and I can't find it. And everybody's going to be looking for it. We want that pas, it's important. Here, everybody's going to be looking and searching for your ASIC, for your goods. There won't be enough to come by, and therefore you're going to be very successful. Your business is going to be so poor, it's going to fail, it's going to be thrown into the bar. People say, I don't need it. They told him, we saw a young chamor a young donkey, the koi istan, that was standing next to our heads, says Rashi, the noyer, and it was braying. Standing next to our heads and brain. The Maya Omalay Malkabs, you're going to become the Melech, like the Rosh Hashiva that we had before. The Koya Amoira Aloch, and you're going to appoint an Amoira. And Amoira, as you know, in the Gemara means that the Rosh Hashiva, the Rabbanim, when they gave their drushes, not only did they have to interpret it into plain Aramaic, because many of the people that came to the drushes were not Talmid Chacham, so you needed an Amoira to kind of decipher and interpret the drasha for them, as well as they also had to have powerful voices or powerful stomachs to be able to act as microphones. So you're going to be a Rashim and you're going to have a Moira Loch, you're going to appoint someone to go and project his voice and to go and repeat the shurim for you. So that's what it means, that you have someone standing aista next to your head, the noyer, and braying. That's the amoyer that's going to be going and saying over the shir next to your head, standing next to you. While Rava Amalei Petach Hamor Goit Mitzvilach, you can look into your parshias of your tefillin, and you're going to find in one of the four parshias, Vayikidiyacha, it talks about Petach Hamor Tiftim, that Petach Hamor will be omitted, will have been left out of your tefillin. As they looked at to Rava, so Rava said, everything else is coming true, so he said, let me go and check it out. Amalei, he opened up his film. He said, "The dichazeli." He said, "I see it's there. The Petach Hamor wasn't taken out." Amalei, take a better look. Vav the Petach Hamor vaday goet mitvilach. The vav of the word Hamor in the words Petach Hamor, that's certainly missing in your film. Now this seems to be a positive thing. He's telling Rava that you have a psul in your tefillin, go and buy new tefillin, get new parashas. So this is one of the positive aspects. However, the Rashi explains that the truth of the matter is, in our words, Petach Hamor inside the tefillin, it's in fact missing a vav, because in the Torah the word Hamor is missing a vav. So when he told Rava that your Petach Hamor is missing a vav, that's the way it should be. However, explains Rashi, that the Sofer made a mistake. He originally wrote a vav, and afterwards he realized, problem. He scratched it out. And that's why, gohit mitfilach, it's noticeable that a vav was scratched out of your tefillin. There was a space there. Now the question is that good or bad? And the answer, I'm sorry?
The fact that there is a space is part of the tefillin.
Okay, so now it depends when the mechika took place. If the mechika took place only after the tefillin was already finished, then that would be problematic. If the mechika took place immediately off an art, then you're okay. Meaning that tefillin and mezuzahs are different than Sefer Torah. Sefer Torah, after you write the whole Sefer Torah, if you find in the first pasuk in Bereishis that something is missing, you fix it and everything is fine. In tefillin, however, as well as mezuzahs, it has to be kesidrat. Therefore, if you find after the sofer writes the entire parshias that unfortunately he left out a word or a letter or this or that, you can no longer be misakhir. You can go and fix a letter, but you can't go if there was a missing letter or if there was an extra letter, you can't go and fix it.
Because it becomes shameless?
Because it's like kesidrat. It becomes shameless when you put it in shameless. You have to put it in. You can leave it in your drawer if you want for the next 50 years, and then your children are going to go put it in.
It can't be thrown out.
Exactly. Anyway, but the point is that this vav was missing. We don't know when the sofer went and fixed it. Whether the sofer fixed it immediately, and he fixed it immediately, then it would have been okay. Or if he only fixed it at the end. So Rava now was not able to use his film because he didn't know when it was fixed, and the sofer was unavailable to comment, and therefore this is the more right. The sofer also Rava l'chude l'gabei. Now Rava decided going with a buyer is not a good thing. I'm going to go on my own, and he told now Barhedya the following dreams. Amulei chazoy dasha b'riyasa
v'nochal.
Not yet. Don't be nervous. Chazoy dasha b'riyasa. The dasha means, says Rashi, the door, briyasa, of the outside door of his dwelling, of his house, of his apartment, and awful, it fell in. Amalei, he told him, ishta chashchava, unfortunately your wife has passed away, or is going to pass away as a result, because we know that the woman is the akeris abayis, she's the mainstay of the house, so the fact that she said that the door fell in, is a simchas hashom, that his wife is going to pass away.
Didn't you already say that earlier?
Yes, true, but she didn't necessarily die yet. Doesn't mean that she's going to die tomorrow morning, she's going to die eventually. Amalei chazoi kich v'shini dinoser. I had a dream and I saw that all of my teeth and my gums fell out. Amalei said, "Benecha ubenasecha shchovin." And unfortunately, your children are going to die. Amalei chazoi tarti yoni de parchan. I had two doves, and they flew away. Amalei trei nashi vigashis. That shows that you're going to go and give a gift to two of your wives. Why is wife nidme to yoina? So Rashi says, because it says in the pasuk in Shir Hashirim, yoinosi tamasi. That the wife is called a yoina. So therefore, nebuch parchan, some gemachta pleita by giving them nebuch a yet. Amalei, he said to him, chazoi trei gargalidi delifta. I saw two heads of turnips. Amalei, he said, that means trein kulfi balata. You're going to go and get two pech with you, which with staffs that have at the end of the staff a wider piece that looks like a turnip. If you take a turnip and you try to analyze it for more than an hour, don't spend that much time on it. But the top of the turnip, of course, is thick. The bottom of the turnip comes down to a small little point. Agudish. He said here too, you're going to be hit over the head with a staff, with the top of the staff has a wide part, like the top of the turnip, and the rest of it, the bottom part, will just be a staff to hold on to. So Yimor told us, Ozu Rava Hu Yoyma, that day, after the dream, Rava went to the Bismedish, Yosbe Midrasha Kuli Yoyma, he sat there the whole day, Ashkechano Trei Saki Dahoyi, unfortunately there were two blind fellows there in the Bismedish, Tava Kamansi, by the Adori that started fighting with one another. Ozu Rava Nefrakinu, Rava wanted to make Shulim and to go and spread them apart so that they shouldn't fight with each other. And guess what happened? Umachuhu l'Rava, and they gave pech to Rava, tray with such two sticks that had at them that thick part. Maybe they were using it for walking sticks, because after all, these are blind people. So maybe they had such a walking stick like you have today with the four prongs at the bottom. Anyway, Matam gave Nebuch pech, Ibrim Kav, two such pech. So now they were about to go and hit him a third time by picking up the staff again. Omer, he said to them, Mistai Shinganuk, Trein Chazoi, in my dream I only saw two turnips, not three. And so therefore you have no right to go and hit me a third time. Lesaif. Now, doctor, Lesaif, Asa Rava Vyoevlay Agra. Rava learned his lesson and he paid Bar Hedja off. He gave him money. Amaleis, he told Mchazoi, Ashita Dinofal. He said, I saw that the wall of my house fell down. Can you imagine if the door fell down and his wife died, the whole house is falling in, the whole wall falls down, it should really be terrible. But now that he paid him, Omalei Nechosim Lei Mitzarim Kanisa, that means that you're going to be Zoicha to have now Nechosim without a shear, without any borders or boundaries. Just like your house now has no borders, has no walls, your business is going to have now, you're going to be international,
so that we pay.
International merchant. Omalei Chazoi Apadna Diabai Denofal Lechasin Avke. I saw Nebuch that the house of Abaya fell in again, all in the dream, and now dust is Nebuch fallen on top of it, is covered Nebuch his house. Amalei says Abaya Shechov, Abaya is going to pass away, and you're going to become the new Rosh Hashiva, you're going to be the Mamala Mokim after Abaya. Amalei Chazoi Apadna Didi Denofal, I saw that my house fell in. And everybody was taking levenum. They were all taking bricks. Now, isn't that terrible? He has no house and everybody's taking the bricks. It means that your shiurim will not only be heard here locally in the yeshiva, they're going to be somewhere for some. Everybody's going to be grabbing vertlich from you, toyers from you, and going to be repeating them all over the world. He said, Chazoi de'avka reishi v'nosar mukri. I saw in a dream Nebuch that is head split open, and Nebuch, his brains, Nebuch started falling out.
Who did he see? His own brains? Rebbe saw his own brains?
That's what it appears to be. Okay. And guess what happens? Omalei, so Barhaji said, that's Gornish. Udrim Vesajinafik. It means that there's a hole in your pillow, and all the feathers are falling out. And that's what the interpretation is. Good that he paid him. Can you imagine? Omalei Akarian, I saw in my dream that I was reading Halal Mitzra. That's Halal HaMitzri, which means the Halal that we say on Rosh Chodesh and on Yom Tov. The reason why the Gemara calls it Halal Mitzri is because that is recited, because it refers to the Yetzias Mitzrayim, as opposed to Halal HaGodol. That's the Halal that we say every Shabbos before or after Baruch Sh'omar, depending on whether you're done in the Nusach Sfar or Nusach Ashkenaz. But for us Nusach Sfar people, we have the Halal HaGodol, the Hod L'Hashem Kitoyb Kilim Chaseh, with all those Kilim Chaseh, Kilim Chaseh, Kilim Chaseh, all of those, that's called the Halal HaGodol. The reason why that's called Halal HaGodol is because it says in the end of that Halal, Noisin Lechem Chalbusa Kiliyam Chaseh, the Rabbi Yishlan considers that to be his crowning achievement, so to speak, is Noisin Lechem Chalbusa, he goes and supports and gives food to all the people of the world. That's why it's called halagot. But anyway, the Gemara says, "Omli akarin halal mitzroa b'chalma." I saw that I was saying halal the yom tov to kahalo in my dream. Omli nisim mitzrach shulach is a simon that you're going to have nisim just like yitzias mitzrayim, and therefore you will have cause to go and say the halal mitzri. See, Gemara tells us a story. Have the ka'ozl b'hadei be'arva barhedya and Rava are both going to travel together on a boat. Omar, and now Barhedya said, realizing the dream interpretation that he had just given that day or the previous day, Omar, he said, I don't want to travel with a person that I have predicted will see Nisim, because what may happen, says Rashi, is this boat may ultimately, unfortunately, sink, and Rav is going to have the Nes, and I won't have the Nes, because I didn't have the dream and I didn't pay myself. So I might go and sink together with the boat. Rather let Rava go on his own without me. V'hari deka solik, as he's leaving the boat, nafok sefer minei, his sefer that he used, I guess, for interpreting his dreams, he fell in and fell onto the boat, and he, Barhedya, went on. Ashke Rava, Rava found that sefer, b'choza, and he read it, and he looked, and it says, ha'b'ksiv beit, it says in it, kalachalimus holchen acharapeh, that the way a cholim will develop and be fulfilled is based on your interpretation. So Omar, now Rava really got heated up, and he said, Rasha, you Barhedya, v'didoch kaima, you could have interpreted each one of my dreams in a positive way, and you didn't, v'tziarta, and you caused me nebuch so much tzar. Kulihai, v'tziarta kulihai, you gave me so much tzar. Kulim achilin lach, on all of the bad predictions that, for instance, my business is going to fail, and I won't have joy and all that, I'm moichel you. Bar mi brater of Chizda, however, that my wife, the daughter of Rav Chizda, that was his wife, because he was an aide number of Chizda, that she's going to die, that she died, on that I'm not moichel you. Ye rava de limser hu gavra lidei de malchusa to limerachmi ale. Yirotzoin, that guy, Halgavra, that Gavra meaning you, Barhedya, you should be given over Lide Malchusa to the hands of the Malchus that are not going to have Rachmonis in you, no compassion, and they're going to punish you the way they should. Omar said, now Barhedya said, my Abba, what am I going to do now? Gemiri, I know that we learned Glevas Chacham, Afilu Bechinim Hiba, that if you get a curse number from a Chacham, even if it was not. You didn't warrant getting such a klala, but if you got it, unfortunately it's going to come to fruition. The Koshkin Rava, the Medina Kalait, he had a very good reason to have cursed. He was entitled to go and curse me for all the trouble that I caused him. Omar says, you know what? Ikum the Igli. I'm going to get up and I'm going to go into Golus. Golus is Mechaper for Aveirois, and hopefully that Golus will Mechaper my Ovain, so that the Klola of Rava should not be Mekuyim. But as we'll see in a moment, unfortunately for Bahedya, it was McQueen. Come Golil Berimoy, he ran away to the Romans, like to Rome. Also, Yosef Apischa Duresh Turzina de Malka. And he set up shop, he sat down next to the Pesach of the Resh Turzina. Where the Turzina? So you look at Rashi on this Omid is on both sides, on the left hand margin, the last two lines, it says Turzina de Malka Shoimer Oitzer Hamelech. He sat down next to the one, the security guard that was in charge of the treasuries of the king. Okay, so what happened now? So the Malka, yeah, as the also Pisco the Reish Turzina de Malka, Reish Turzina Chazachalma. As you can well imagine, since Barhedya is in the dream interpretation business, that day or the next day or whenever, the Shoimer, the security guard for the king's treasury, saw a dream. And he woke up, and Barhedya probably has a sign over here, dream interpreter. So he says, Chazoi Chalma. He said, maybe you can go and help me out in interpreting my dream. What did I see? The Ayu Machtabetzvasi. I saw a needle going into one of my fingers. Amalei Habli Zuzah. Pay me off, give me a zuz, and I'll interpret. And obviously this Trozina de Malka had not read our Gemara, and he did not know the experience of Rava, and he didn't know the din of Kalachalemis Holchan Acharapeh. Anyway, he said, Habli Zuzah Malayav, he didn't give it to him. It's Liyamalev Lamidi. So the Barhedya said, no tiki, no washi, you're not going to go and pay me. No interpretation, forget about it. I saw a tichla. Tichla is a small little worm that entered into two of my fingers. No, pay me. Leomle didn't give him. Leomle midas. He didn't go and tell him anything. Omle, now the third dream, he said, Chazoy denofel techle bekuli yada. I saw that a worm went and fell into my entire hand. In other words, my hand is totally infested from this worm. Now Behedji couldn't hold that anymore, since he wasn't getting paid. Omle, novel techle bekuli shiroi. You know what's there in the Oitzres HaMelech, in the treasury? Not only the crown jewels, which may or may not have been stolen from before, but there are also beautiful silk yarns and silk begodim. And guess what happens? All of them now are going to be infested with worms, and they're going to be shmatis, worthless.
Worthless.
Anyway, the word got out that all of the silk garments and the yarns, etc., in the king's Oitzres are now worthless. Shamei Malka v'yasiu l'resh terzina. They brought it to the Reish Terzina. He's the Shoyman, and said, hey, why did you allow these worms to creep in and to destroy all of this beautiful silken garment? Kokatli, they were about to go and kill him for doing a lousy job, for being negligent. Amalei, Ano, Amai, Aisa, Lahai. Ano, Amai. Why are you charging me and prosecuting me? Aisa, Lahai, Dabi, Yodav, Le, Amai. What you should do is go and schlep in that person that knew what was transpiring, but he didn't say anything. And who knew, of course, what was transpiring? That was Behedja. How did Behedja know that the worms were going and eating up all the shirai? He knew it. Why didn't he go and tell us? I saw the Barhedja, and they brought Barhedja into court. Amri lay, and they said to him, you little nothing, you Barhedja. I'm too zuzudidach for your lousy one zuz. Chorvu shiroi the malka. Millions and millions of value have been destroyed, all because you didn't get paid off your lousy one dollar. See, you're justifying it. Anyway, they got very angry, and they sentenced him to a very, very, very bad punishment. What was the bad punishment? Kafisu train arzi mechavla. They went and took two large cedar trees. And these cedar trees weren't next to each other. They were some distance from each other. But they managed to go and tie them and merge the two by tightening the rope very, very tightly. So now you have these two cedar trees, one on the right, one on the left. But now they've been merged into one by tying them together. And now, osir chad kar lechad arze v'chad kar lechad arze. They took the barhedja and they attached one leg to one of the cedar trees and the other leg to the other of the cedar trees. V'shoru lechavla. And then now they went and split. They cut the chevel, that rope that was holding the two trees together, and now the two trees separated. So initially, I did stalik reishay. Initially, his head split open. Ultimately, when both trees were both back on their regular spots, stalik v'nofel betraying, the entire body was split in half, and Nebuchadnezzar fell into two pieces. So you see, this is the klola of Rava, unfortunately, was Makuyim with this fellow with Barhajim.
And he didn't even have a dream.
He didn't have a dream. He had a nightmare.
So that's an interesting point, is that
showing the message.
Barhajim saying these things doesn't necessarily make it come true. I mean, it's the whole premise of it is that his interpretation is effective. But if the same interpretation, he's not causing anything to happen. He's simply describing a probability.
Again, this is but the Gemara said called the Chalom is Holchan Achrapem. After the way it's interpreted, that's how the Chalom is going to meet fruition. Each time you interpret it for Abai in a positive way, and it happened, he became the Rosh Hashiva. And each time he interpreted for Rav, he did it in a negative way, and the Rav's wife passed away, and the children passed away, and all other types of tzaras happened. So Barhedja, I don't know that he had that magical power, but apparently he was powerful enough that whatever he said, in fact, did occur. And we see that the worm went and attacked the hand of this Torzina, and he said that the worm has destroyed all the shiroi, and they opened up the oysters, and in fact it was all wormy. So you see that either he knew what happened or he knew what was going to happen. Whatever. And we continue on.
Robert didn't know what he knew. I mean,
he didn't have the book. He didn't have the book.
Wait, he didn't know what Behedja knew.
He didn't have the book of dreams.
I mean,
why did Rabbi not know?
Yeah.
All of these are excellent questions. I suggest that we start a new daf where you go really into and the esoteric nature of all of it. Anyway, this is Ein Lanu Esek Ben Historis and Mufod Baita. Shaul Ben Doma Ben Achoise Shor Rabbi Shmuel Es Rabbi Shmuel. Ben Doma, who was the nephew of Rabbi Shmuel, asked his uncle, Re'isi Shnei L'choye Shenoshru, I saw a dream where both of my cheeks, or both of my jaws, fell out. Omar, he said, Shnei Gedudei Roimi, two garrisons of Roman soldiers, Yuatzu Alecha Ra, they went and said bad etzes about you, and when you speak with your jaws and your cheeks, Famesu, and they both died. So therefore, this was a good interpretation, Shnei Locha Chaye Shenashru, that these two bad guys of the Romans, they died. Omri Bar Kapala Rebbe, Bar Kapala said to Rebbe, Isi, I saw Choyt Mi Shenosha, that my nose fell out. That means that Chas Hashem, there was divine fury against you. The Chroin Af, the nose, Nistalik Mimcha, that has gone away. So Baruch Hashem, everything will be great. Omle Reisi, I saw Shnei Yodesh Nechtachu. Then both of my arms were amputated. Omle Tzitzarch Lamasi Decha. That means to say that you're not going to have to work anymore. That you can have support, Baruch Hashem, without having to go to your job and your business every day. Omle Reisi Bezraglai Shnechtu. I saw the Nebuch, both of my legs were amputated. Omle Al Sus Atarech. That shows that you're going to be wealthy enough that you don't have to walk to shul anymore. You'll be able to ride each time on a beautiful steed, on a beautiful horse. I saw in a dream that I'm going to die Chas Hashem in Chodesh Adar, our Chodesh now, and I'm never going to even reach to Chodesh Nissan. I'm not going to see Nissan. Ba'adrusa Mises. What it's telling you is that when you die Chas Hashem, it's going to be would be Hidur. The word Adrusa is related to the word Hoyd Bahadar. That means that you're going to have tremendous cover. There's going to be a levai of thousands of people, and it's going to be an 18-gun salute. It's really going to be Behidur. That you're not going to see Nissan means that Kadosh Baruch Hu is not going to give you any Nisyonis. You're going to be able to die without sins, or if you have a Nisyon, you're going to be able to conquer it easily. This tzedoki, as we'll see, whenever it says the word tzedoki in the Gemara, you never know exactly what it means, whether it means a tzedoki or a kusi or a min or a goy or whatever, because of the effect of the senders. But as we'll see from the interpretations, that this guy was not a nice guy, but he saw that Rabbi Shmuel was giving nice interpretations, like he gave an interpretation to his nephew that we had before, the Shnei L'choye Shenoshru. He predicted that the two Roman soldiers are going to die, so he told him now, there was a tzedoki, Rabbi Shmuel, Ra'isi Shani Mashke Shemen L'Zeisim. Instead of drawing Shemen from the Zeisen, I'm pouring the Shemen into the Zeisen. Amalei, so Rabbi Shmuel told him, Bo al imay, that's a sign that you lived with your mother, meaning you were created by your mother, you were extracted or extricated from her womb, and now you're going back into her. That's the Mashke Shemen Zeisen, that you were Bo al imay. Amalei chazoi, I saw the cut of Likoichva, that I went and cut off a koichav up in Shemayim, a star. Amalei Bar Yisrael Ganafta. Rashi says that Klal Yisrael is Nimshal Likay Chovim, and so therefore it's a simon that you went and grabbed a Jew and you stole from him. Amalei Chazoy de Balasi Likay Chovim. I saw not only did I cut off a star, but I went and swallowed up a star. Amalei Bar Yisrael Zavante. You swallowed up, you took a yid, and you took him as a slave, Zavante, and you sold him, the Achlas Adam, and you went and ate up the money that you had received upon the sale. That's how you balea the koichav. Amalei chazoi einai denashkan adoni. I saw that my two eyes were touching each other, kissing each other. Amalei bo'al achoise. It's a simon that you went and you lived with your own sister. Amalei chazoi denashki seara. I saw that the moons were going and were kissing each other, or that I was kissing the moon. Amalei bo'al eishes Yisrael. That means that if you went and you lived with a married woman, a Jewish married woman, why? Because Klal Yisrael is nimshel to the Yireach, just like the Yireach refreshes itself every month. It goes up during the first half of the month and it goes down. So Klal Yisrael is nimshel to the Yireach, but also we constantly struggle with our nisyonis, but we rise to the occasion. We keep on being memal. I saw that you were treading on a mound of hadassim. Amalei, he told him, Baal Nara Murasa. That means that you lived with a Nara Murasa. What does Nara Murasa have to do with a mound of Hadassim? So Rashi explains that in the good old days when they used to make a chuppah,
right.
As you know, any of you that have ever been to modern day chuppahs, many of them have lots and lots of flowers on top and on the sides and a ganze zach. So they used to make the chuppahs in those days out of Hadassim. And therefore, when you spoke about a mound of Hadassim, what you're referring to is a chuppah where the chosin kala would go underneath that chuppah of Hadassim. So by the fact that he had in his dream that he tread on the Hadassim,
right.
That means that you tread on the Naramurasim. I saw shade from the top, shadows from the top of me, fumitasoi, but really it was underneath me. Amalei said, Mishkovei Hofach. That means that when you lived with your wife or whoever you were boil, that you did it upside down. Instead of the Zohar being on top, the Zohar was on the bottom and the Nekeva was on top. So that's it's a benahapachu that it was reversed. Amalei chazoi orvi dehadri leporia. I saw a whole bunch of ravens that were surrounding my bed. Amalei, he said, that means ishtecha zonza mi'anoshim harbe, that your wife was mezana with strangers, with others. Amalei chazoi yoyi dehadri leporia.
Even chuyev to go check it out. I mean, that
these are excellent questions. The same rabbi that you're asking all of your halachic questions to, please ask him the interpretation of this as well. Amalei chazoi yoyin dehadri leporia. I saw yoyin the doves that were surrounding the bed. Amalei noshim harbi temesa. Now it's his turn. That means that you lived with a lot of yoinim, presumably with Jewish women, because we said before the yoinasi tamasid, the yoina is a dove is a reference to a wife, a Jewish wife. Amalei chazoi denoket tre yoini ubarchan. I saw that in my dream that I was holding on to two doves and they flew away. Amalei says atarti noshi nasafto upatrasinan beloy get. That means that you married two women and you sent them both away without a get. And they gemacht a plate, and they ran away without a get. Amalei chazoi de kalif nebei. I saw in a dream that I was peeling eggs. Amalei shichvi komishlachis. That means that you went and you stripped dead people of their clothing. Amalei, now the tzedoki was incensed. And he said, "Kul isnabi, everything that you've said so far about me is all true. Yes, I was boil and nara murasa. Yes, I was boal imoy. Yes, I went and took a Jews and I took him into captivity and I sold them. I did all these wonderful things. But by bar miha, that last one that I went and stripped dead people of their clothing, that never happened." At hachi b'hachi, as they were speaking, short time thereafter, Asya Hayitza, lady came, b'amalei. And she looked at the tzedoik and he said, "Hi, glima de mechzis, that shirt that you're wearing or that garment that you're wearing, the gavra ployni hu de mitzvah shlachte, that clothing that you're wearing now, that's from ployni, from Yankel Nebuch the Mitzvah passed away, vashlachte, and that you stripped it off of him." In other words, on the very single item that he said is not true, in fact it was true after all, this woman said that presumably her husband or somebody else, that you stole his clothing, Nebuch after he passed on. I saw in a dream that my father left for me an estate, nechosim, in a place called Kapet Kayim. So now Rabbi Shmuel asked him, "Islach nechsi b'Kapet Kayim? Do you have any business there? Do you have any assets there?" Amalei, no. Ozla avucha l'Kapet Kayim? Did your father ever go to Kapet Kayim to do business there? Amalei, no. Emkein kofa kishura deik dika asara. He said, "What therefore what means is the word Kapet Kayim is really a Rosh Tevis. It's kofa dika." Kofa, says Gemara, is a kishura. Kishura means a beam. Dika means asara. 10 beams. Apparently in his roof or in his ceiling there were 10 beams. And therefore he was telling him, "Zil chazi kofa deresh asara." Go and open up the first of the 10 beams in your roof, in your ceiling. Shimalei Azuzi, you're going to find that it's full of money. So at least it ended off after all these terrible dreams. At least one of them turned out positively for him. He found all of this money there in the first beam of the 10 beams. That was the Kapet Kayim. If you go and see in a chaloyim a be'er, a well of water, roi shalom. That means it's a good sign that you're going to see peace. Shenema, v'yachrav the Yitzchak, v'nachav yimtushom be'er mayim chayim, and everything went well. They found lots of water and they were very much at peace. If you see a be'er, that means you're going to see Torah. So therefore, Torah is nimshul kechayim, and you're going to see Torah. Rav Omer Chaim Mamish. When you go, when you see a Be'er B'chaloyim, it's Mamish Chaim. In other words, you can have a good life and a long life. Omer B'chana, Shalish Shloim is saying, the following three, that if you see in your dream, it's a siman of Shalom, that there'll be peace. If you see in your dream a Nahar, a Tzipor, or a Kedera. What are those three? Nor, the Chassidus of the Pasuk, Noite Elea, Kenahar Shalom. Oh, you saw a Nor, and it means Shalom. Tzipor, the Chassidus, Kitziporim, always Ken Yogan Hashem, Tzvokais. Just like you see the Tziporim are flying around freely, so Hashem is going to protect us, so that there'll be Shalom. Kedera, the Chassidus, you see a path, says the Pasuk, Hashem, Tzipor, Shalom, Lonim. Tzipor usually means to go and put on top of the stove, so that the Shvisa, so that it's going to cook. Anyway, so that Hashem, this place, putting the Kedera, that's a Shalom Lana, there's going to be Shalom, there's going to be peace. Amar Rav Chanina said, but it's got to be Dafka, that the Kedera does not have any Basar. In other words, it's basically empty, or it has other ingredients. How? Because it says in the Pasuk, the Horse of Kasher Basir of Kabasar, Betoich Kalachas. And that Pasuk is a negative Pasuk. What's the rest of the Pasuk? Do we have anything more? It says, we have here a Vav. What's the Vav? State of the Zayt. Can you say Vav? Asher ochlu she'er ami va'oirim le'aleim ifshitu besat v'seya pitzeichu uforsu kasher basir chobas v'toich kalachas. That's the oizvav. So you see in Micha, it's telling terrible things. Asher ochlu she'er ami, they're going to consume the leftovers of our nation, whatever is left over. Va'oirim le'aleim ifshitu, never they're going to strip off their skin. Besat v'seya pitzeichu uforsu kasher basir chobas v'toich kalachas. Now this Micha is predicting terrible things which are going to befall the Jewish people. So therefore, if you're talking about that type of kibasa, betoich kalachas, that there's food, there's meat inside the kedera, that's not a good siman. That that we said the kedera is a siman for shalom if it's empty, if it doesn't have an in basa. So now, this is similar to the concept that kol ha-chalimis any type of cholim, the fulfillment will be based on how you interpret it. So Gemara tells us, the person who sees a nor b'chalim, yashkin v'yomer, as soon as he wakes up and he realizes, oh, I saw the nor, he should say the following pasuk, and he noite elea kanahar shalom. Koidim should come in a pasuk acher, so another pasuk should not come to his lips. What would be the other pasuk? He yove kanor tsar. Tzar means, of course, that means it's going to be a narrow type of nohar, which means that his chas v'shalom, his future also may be narrow in many respects. So therefore, make sure to say the good pasuk, so a bad pasuk should not come onto your lips.
It's similar. Different aces, but they said if you have a dream, you should say it for the kohanim, then say it to three people, then say it to one person, now even yourself.
Yeah, exactly. So when it comes duchanin, and the kohen is going to sing, yes, you should continue singing Rabbanu Shalom. It's all good to have all of these eitzes, and as you say, this is a good eitzah, or go to Hatovas Chaloyim for three rabbis, that should say the whole tefillah, then there'll be rabbis, three people of a bezin should go and say the Kam Hatovas Chaloyim, like we had yesterday. But anyway, getting back to our Gemara today, so as soon as you wake up, say these psukim. So Rei Tzibachalim, if you see a bird that's flying in your dream, I don't know if he's flying, but yeah, we see a bird. Yashka v'yoyma, katziporim, ofois, ken yogin. That's the pasuk we had before, that Hashem goes and protects the ken yogin, Hashem tzvokais. And, koyin shikimene, pasuk acher, instead of having the next pasuk, katzipor, neidetis menkona, have a tzipor that's nebuch, no v'no, that's wandering from its original place, and it's wandering around. If you see Kedera B'chalim, Yashka Yoyma, Hashem Tisfois, Shalom Lanu, again the same Pasuk, Kedera Yagmenu, Basuk Acha, before he gets to the next Pasuk, Svois Asir, Svois, Svois. That Pasuk has negative connotation to it, so say the good Pasuk rather than Chas HaShalom, the bad Pasuk. If you go and see good grapes in a, not good grapes, you see grapes in a Cholim, Yashka Yoyma, Ka'anovim, Bamidbar. So just like finding a novim in a midbar, which is a good thing. A person is wandering in the desert, he has no food, so he says, "Kanovim a midbar, this is a good tzach." Because you can't have a pasukach, you shouldn't have another pasuk on a veinway in veirosh. That the novim that he had were in veirosh were very bitter. Haroyach harba chalom, a person who sees a mountain in his cholim, yashka v'yoymar, manovu alohorem, ragle bevaser, oh, as a good to psura, as a good to Pasuk. He shouldn't have a pasuk. Never chalahorim esav bechi v'nehi. We which was referring to a person with Nebuchadnezzar sobbing and crying. V'chi v'nei. So, have the first pasuk and not the second. Haroi Yishofer b'chalayim. It's the Yishofer. Yashka v'yemu yibiyemu yitokim shefer godol. Ah! Yitshem v'yemu lasad lovoy. The times of Mashiach, the time, shefer godol. Kosh v'yemu pasuk acher. Tikl shofer b'giva. Go and blow shofer b'giva. And there were very negative connotations as a result of that blowing of the shofer b'giva. Continuing on. Haroi Chelav b'chalayim. It's the dog. Yashka v'yemu l'chol b'nei Yisrael. Yechad chelav b'shoyne. You shouldn't have another pasuk. Haklovim azay nefesh. The klovim are the really brazen. Haroi ariba chalayim. If you see a lion, yashkav yoyim. Ari yishag mila yira. Kadosh Baruch Hu is roaring like a lion. Kadosh Baruch Hu pasuk acher. All ari misufchay and chas shalom and never consumed all of his victims. Haroi teglachas b'chalayim. A person who sees that he's taking a haircut in a cholim or a shave, yashkav yoyim v'yigalav yischadav seloysev, which says it got b'yosef, which of course, and after he was oyli gdulas. That's a good sign. Kadosh Baruch Hu pasuk acher before another pasuk. Im galachti v'sormi many koichi. It's by Shimshin that if he cuts his hair, then he loses all of his koich. So the teglachas was not good in the case of Shimshin. Roy ber b'chaloyim yashkav yoyim ber mayim chayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu kamen pasuk acher kehekir bir min meha. Just like the bear lost its waters. Haroi yikana b'chalayim. The person sees a shteken or sees a reed in a cholim. Yashkav yoyimar. Kana rotzitz le'yishover. This is like a reed, even though it happens to be fragile or broken le'yishover. But it's not going to break totally. It's going to remain strong. Kashu b'en vasa achar. Before another pasuk comes, hinei b'tachta l'chol al meshenes hakana harotzitz. You're trying to rely on this broken shteken that is not going to be able to hold you. In other words, an elderly person, a person who's infirm on his legs, he's holding to this kanarotzitz, which may ultimately break, and he's going to never fall. Tana Rabban, stay in the bright. So, Roy Kana Bachalim, if he sees such a kana, he's a reed, or he sees a shtekin in a cholim, he's up in the chokhmah, he should expect chokhmah, shedemar, knei chokhmah. The word knei means to acquire chokhmah. The more dash the knei as if it says kana chokhmah.
It's like Simona Milsahib or Rosh Hashanah, you know? A very similar type of a thread.
Okay, good. Konim, if he sees konim, he sees multiple such shtekins or reeds, he's up lavina shenema, v'chol kinyanecha, kinei vina, among all of your purchases, or your acquisitions, go be kinei bina, but it says kinyanecha, is a lashon konim, and therefore the Gemara says you're going to get bina. On Reb Zera, kara, kura, kira, kanya, kulu, malu, l'chalma. If you see any one of these four in a cholam, any one of these are good. So what are these exactly? Kara is either a pumpkin or from the gourd family. Kura we had earlier on in the previous parak, that a kura is referring to a young branch of a palm tree, where the first year it's kura, it's nice and soft. There was a shayla in the Gemara, what bracha do you make on it if you eat it? And after a year it gets nice and hard like a regular branch. And then you have kira is wax, and kanya are these kana that we spoke about, either reed or a shteken you see in your dream. This is all good. Kulu malachalma. Those are all good signs in a chalma. Tanya, ein man delun lemisha hu yirei shemayim, b'chol koichai. A dalas, which again is a gourd or a pumpkin, is the type of thing you only show to a person who's a yirei shemayim. What's it, why you say yirei shemayim? So Rashi says because the word in dalas is similar to the pasuk dalu einai lamorim. The person picked up his eyes to go look up upwards to Hashem. So dalu einai is dalas. And that's referring to Yiri Shemayim, that he also looks up to Shemayim. Haroi Yishar B'chalam, if you see an axe in your dream, Yashka V'yayim B'chor Shor Yehadolai. That's one of the brachas by Yosef. Kayshim Kim Nebosay Acher, Ki Yigach Shor Izish, Chas V'sholom, a Shor Nebuch is going to gore someone. So the first pasuk, obviously, is much more positive than the second. Tan Rabban, Chamisha Dvar Nemer B'shar. Five things are said by Shor, again, in a dream. Oichum B'psara, if you go and see in your dream that you're eating from the B'sara, Shor Misasher. You're going to become an oishah. Nogchoy, if you see that the shore went and chaschon gored you, that's also good simon. How's a good simon? It means he's going to have children that are goring each other in their mechamtishal Torah, fighting one another in the besmedish, who's right and who's wrong, in understanding the Gemara. Noshchoy, if the axe went and bit him in the dream, but if he kicked him, he's going to go and go far away, just like when a person is kicked, he moves on, so he's also going to have to go a derech hachoyke. Roch boy, if he rides the shore, Oyledula. He's now elevated, so he's going to be Oyledula. Vedimor Batanya, Roch by Mess. There's another Bryce that says if a person sees such a shore, but Roch by, he's going to die. It's Walakasha, the Roch of who, the Torah, the Roch of Torah. It depends who's riding whom. If he's riding on the back of the shore, that's a good simon. He's going to be Oyledula. If the shore is riding on his back, that's not a good simon. That means he's treading upon him. Chas v'shalom, he's going to die. If you go and see a donkey in your dream, it's happily Yeshua. Ah, says come on, Yeshua Shema, Hine Malkacha, Yaviloch, Tzadik Venoisha, who only Veroichim al Chamor. They say about that the Mashiach ben Yosef is going to become riding on a Chamor. So if you see a Chamor b'chalom, it's a good simon. Haroyechatul b'chalom. If you saw a cat in your dream, now it depends on how they call the cat. In Aramaic, they call it a shunra, which can be pronounced shunra with a vav, or can be pronounced shinra with a yud. So you see already in the good old days, they already had a machloikis then, whether you say baruch or burich, they had the question is, how do you pronounce the shinra? So Baal Shem Tov called it shunra with a vav, nasis loy shira no. Oh, this is tana shira no, when he sees that chato. Shinra, nasis loy shira no, that means chashom, there's going to be a change in his circumstances, which are going to be for bad. Like shinra. Rav Lushan of bad. Haraya Nov Machalim, person sees grapes. We had that before. It depends. If they're Levonis, if they're white grapes, Bezman, Meshchoy Bezman, even if they are premature, they're not premature, it makes a difference. Yofois, that's a good simon. Meshchoy, if they're black, Bezmanen, if they are fully ripened, then Yofois. Shloy Bezman, if they're not ripe, Rois, that means that they are bad grapes, and Chas Shalom, that means a bad simon. Haraya Sus, Love and Machalim, if he sees a white horse in his dream, Bein Benachas, Bein Berodas, say if it's going slowly or if it's running, Yofalai, those are good to see. Odlem, if you have a red sus in your dream, benachas is yofal. But odlem, of course, however, if it's fleeing, if it's running quickly, that's not a good simon. Apparently, a red horse is not such a good thing. Haray Yishmael b'chalai, if he lost in Nishmas. Now, when it says Yishmael, doesn't mean that he saw actually Yishmael himself. It means it was written down. Either Rashi or somewhere else says that it means it's written on a piece of paper and he saw the writing. Yishmael b'chalai.
Why? Why not?
Yeah.
So family, so come
yeah,
on.
Yeah,
so let me ask you, do you know what Yishmael looks like?
Has the whole get up.
See, I see. Probably a sign. My name is Yishmael. Okay, so that's a sign.
Hello.
There's many Yishmaels in the world. Many Yishmaels. Oh, a common name. Rabbi Yishmael. Rabbi Yishmael. There's the one talking to Tzedoki before.
Yeah. Okay, anyway, says I'll say fine, I'll say good to me give it. So the word continues on to see Yishmael, Tfilos and Yishmas. It's Tfila, Yishmael, Shmas.
These open interpretations, they Jews.
Exactly. Tfilos and Yishmas. Vidav Yishmael ben Avram. Vidav Kisiz Yishmael ben Avram. Abel Tai, Ibam, Yisami Yishmael, Loi, that says Nishka, get to Simmons, Nishka Raya, that Tfilos and Yishmas. Haroyach Gomel B'chalim, if you go and see a camel, Nicholim, Misa, Niklas Aloy Mir HaShemayim, Vitzilu Memena, but Baruch Hashem, he has had a Hatzolah from this terrible fate. Now what's the Raya? Omer, Reb Chama, Bereb, Chanina, Maikra, Vanoichi, Eir, Imcha, Mitzrayim, I'm going to go down Mitzrayim, Vanoichi, Alcha, Gam, Oloy. Gam, Oloy is Rosh Hashem, is Gomel, and therefore, even though you went into terrible straits into Mitzrayim, Gomel, he had Hatzolah, Kodesh Baruch Hu took you out.
Shad from one brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
Camel is ups and downs. Has the
humps. Because it humps.
It's down and goes up again. It goes up. Camel.
Very good. Shkoyach, excellent. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak Malcha Chan Nacharai, it says, "Above the Gam Hashem He'evir Chatoscha Le'Thomas," and therefore Hashem is Mavriur Chet. So the Gam Hashem is Gam. Also, that he was afterwards it says Loi the Pasuk Loi Thomas. So the Gam and the Loi together becomes Gomel Loi Thomas. Haroi Pinchas Cholim. The person sees Pinchas and Cholim. Rashi says over here somewhere. Rashi says that it's that it was written down. Anyway, so which they saw Pinchas and Cholim. What's the din? That's the din. What's the interpretation? Pelanas the Loi. He's going to have a mitzvah and miracle. The reason why is because Rashi quotes from another Gemara in Sanhedrin that when Pinchas killed Zimri together with Cosby, six Nisim happened at that time when he killed them. So it's a chasimin that Amir Hashem he will also see Nisim in the flies.
Interesting, because Pinchas sometimes is written chaser and sometimes in the here with a yud. Except for when it's written without a yud, it's not usually good.
Ah,
it's not. The Pinchas in Tanakh without a yud is usually not a good person.
Well, with a yud is good.
Very person.
Fine, very good. Harayat Pil B'chalav, a person sees an elephant in his dream. Ploys Nasolai. He's going to see Amir Hashem nice ploys. Nice wonders. Peel him if he sees many elephants. Pili ploys nasolois. Really wondrous wonders. Oh, good grace. Paint him over time. You call me the chai. See off in the chaloim. When any type of chai that you see in the chaloim is good, chutz min apil umna koif, which is not good, and you're saying the pill is pill plois, like kasha, had the masarik, had the masarik. What does that mean? Top rashi, and the masarik, she actually ukaf al gabav. If you see on top of the elephant that it has a saddle, there's a gutazach, because that means you'll be able to ride on the right, elephant, and you're
it's controlled,
you're
controlled,
elevated, you're controlled, you're elevated, elated, alt gutazach. You see, unfortunately, an elephant without a saddle, toignish, and that means you're not going to be elevated on top of it. It's not controlled, so it's good, and therefore, says, you see, next Rashi, Neis Nasalei Nun Keneged Nun, going Shiroah Hashem Kosim, that it was written. Okay, that's an extra Gemara mention for tomorrow. Have a wonderful day. Good Shabbos, everyone. Shabbos.